The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Yishmerem V'Chayim. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlacha, and Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen. Daf Mem Gimel, today's daf is being studied in Nishmat, Mor Zekeni, Yosef ben Sarah, Marat Zekenati, Yafa bat Sarah, David ben Sarah, Rabbi Abraham ben Esther, Tuva Hashem, Tenehem ben Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashima, Moshe ben Dina, Sarah, Ruhama bat Rachel, Sarah bat Rachel, Inna Rafal Nahim, Inna Rafal Nahim, Inna Rafal Fata Nefesh, Fataguf, Fatakir Balabo, Vechen Yirazul Aman. Amen. We begin today's daf on Mem Gimel, Amud Rishon. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines before they get wide, starting from the Iba'ya Lehu. And the Gemara has a question, Iba'ya Lehu, Mish, it's your Evid. The Hetzio Ben Horin. Okay, he's half and half. He's half Evid, half Ben Horin. Now we know that primarily a person in such a situation cannot marry anybody. Because on the Evid side, he cannot marry a free lady. On the free side, he cannot marry a shifha. So therefore, he is stuck. Gemara says, what did he do? Shekidesh bat horin. He made a kiddushin to a bat horin. Mahu. What's the law? Is it okay or not? But what's the she'ena? Imtim selomar. If you want to answer it from the following case. Ben Yisrael she'amar lebat Yisrael. Free people. Ben Yisrael, a boy, went to a lady, everybody's free over here, and said, Hitkadshi lehetzi. He told the lady, marry me to half of me. Means he's willing to give half of himself to the marriage. Mikudeshit. I'll say that case is mikudeshit. So you see what? You can get married to the half. So therefore, this way, or this case also, half of the avid is free. So therefore, technically, a kiddushin works on half a person. There, the reason why it works is because technically the kiddushin can work to the whole body. Even though he says, marry me to the half of me, since the other half is also viable, I'll say the kiddushin works. And all he meant was to say that I'm marrying you, but I'm going to marry somebody else also. So he told the turn away where he said, I'm marrying you to half of me, which is really he's leaving his options open to tell that I really want to marry also somebody else. But that can work, because his whole is viable for a kiddushin. However, halo haja lekudeh. But here, only half of the eved is viable. The other half is not viable, so therefore, maybe it's not good. But if you're going to come and tell me, ben Yisrael mikadesh hatsi isha. The other case, a guy comes along and says, I'm marrying half of you. And that's not good. Ena mikudeshet. Why? Tishiyir bekinyano. Because he left part of his kinyan over. A lady cannot marry two people. So therefore, when he says, I'm marrying half of you, as if he's saying, what, I'll leave the other half for somebody else? That doesn't work. When you marry a lady, you have to marry the whole of the lady. Oh, so therefore, so you know why that's not good? Because you left some of your kinyan. However, but in this case, he didn't leave anything, which means whatever part of him, the full half side of him, which is the only part that can get married, he exercised the full half. So therefore, it's two ways to look at it over here. Since he used whatever part he can, he didn't leave anything over, maybe the kiddushin will be a kiddushin. That's the two sides. Tashema. Mai, what's the law? Tashema. Himit. Mishi chetzio eved v'chetzio ben horin. Case that we've had earlier. And a shod came and gored the eved, who was half and half. Right? And he killed him. Noten hatzi knas l'rabo. So on the knas side, because we said when an eved gets gored and dies, there's a 30 sinaim knas. So half of that, since he's half eved, right? So half of that payment goes to the adon, the hatzi kofen li yorshav, and the
on the side that he's free, so there's a payment of goring a free man. So therefore, he's not around anymore to get the payment. Who gets the payment? His inheritors. Now this is something we never discussed before. How does an Eved Kana'ani have inheritors? The son of an Eved Kana'ani is an Eved, which means, and therefore that belongs to the master. Give me a case over here, we took it for granted. And on the free side, you give it to inheritors. What's the case that he has inheritors? Ela, you know what it is? The E Amar Kiddushin, Kiddushav not Kiddushin. If you're telling me that his Kiddushin is not a Kiddushin, Yorshin Minale, where does he have Yorshin? Ela must be what? That his Kiddushin is a Kiddushin. That if he got married, let's say, to a Bat Yisrael, the marriage is considered viable, and therefore the children are considered free, and therefore they indeed are his Yorshin. Which is the only way we can imagine to this point that he could have Yorshin is if he went and got married, his Kiddushin will be a Kiddushin, his children will be inheritors, that's the only way. But if you say that his marriage is not a marriage, Yorshin minale, how does he ever have Yorshin? Marav adab bar ahava, kisha asa o terefa. New way of understanding this case. We're talking about over here, where the Eved was gored. We always thought, what, that he was gored and died. No, that's not the case. He didn't die. You know what happened to him? He became a terefa. He maimed him so much, the Shon maimed the Eved so much, that he was destined to die in 12 months. That means when he dies, it means he was destined to die. Oh, umay yorshav. And who was the inheritors? Nafshe, himself. He gets the money on the side of the Eved, the Adon gets it, and on the side that he's free, he gets it himself. Which even though I said the word Yorshin, he's getting it himself. So therefore we've changed now two understandings of this statement, which is really out of context. Number one, when it says the Shor killed him, he didn't kill him. He's still alive, but he made him a terefa. When it says the money goes to the inheritors, it's not really the inheritors, because an Eved can have inheritors, it means himself. Comes together as Amarava. There's two refutations to this answer. Hada de Yorshav Ketani. Firstly, it says inheritors. No, that doesn't mean himself. He's not an inheritor. You don't call the guy himself an inheritor. Number two, Ve'od Koferu. Which means, number two, you tell me that what? This is it's a Kofer payment. Kofer means when the Eved died. You don't call it a kofer payment when he made him a terefa. The Torah says, when does the adon of the Eved, when is the owner of the shor, have to pay? When the guy gets killed. You didn't kill him over here. So you're taking out the context over here. The word is not kofer. It's not a kofer payment. Kofer en mishtalem el alachal mita. Right? We know that kofer is only paid when the guy dies. And the guy didn't die over here. So therefore, we can't accept such an interpretation. Oh, so we're back to the question. Must be what? That the Kiddushin was a Kiddushin, and therefore he has a child, and that's why he has Yorshin. It's the only way we can understand it. El Amarava, Ra'ui Litol Ve'enlo. I can tell you, really, the Kiddushin of an Eved, the Hatsi Eved, Hatsi Ben Orin, is nothing. Oh, how does he have Yorshin? He doesn't have Yorshin. But the Braita says give the money to the Yorshin, hypothetically. Which means, hypothetically, if he had Yorshin, that money would go to the Yorshin on the free side. But he doesn't have Yorshin. So therefore, you know what? The owner of the Shor can keep that money for himself. So when it says that he gives the money to Yorshin, it means hypothetically, but not that he actually has Yorshin. Good. Comes the Gemara now and goes further. Amarava. Keshem shamikadesh hatsi isha. And amikudesh it. Right. Guy marries half an isha. No good. Why? He left part of the kinyan. You have to marry the full of the isha. Kach hatsiya shifcha b'hatsiya bathorin. You have a half shifcha, half bathorin. Shinit kadesha that she got. Took a kiddushin from a free man, and kiddushia kiddushin. What I want to make an analogy here. Just like you can free people cannot mikadesh half a lady. So when you have a shifha that's half free, half slave, a free man cannot mikadesh the half of her, the free side of her. Comes the Gemara and says, Darashna babarav huna, kishem sham mekadesh hatsi isha eno mekudeshet, kach hetsiya shafa vetsiya batonit shakasha eno mekudeshet. Good, same statement. Amale Rav Chisda, midame. Rav Chisda says, what are you talking? No analogy. Hatam shiir bekinyano, hakado shiir bekinyano. By a case of a free man that marries half of the lady, he left half opened. His kinyan is not complete. However, in the case of a half shifha, half batorin, when the fellow married her, he married all of what he's able to marry. And therefore, it could be the kiddushin will work. You can't compare it to a case where a guy left half the kinyan open, because bottom line, she's fully free, and you only took half of her. That kinyan doesn't work. But she ain't getting a half shifha, half batorin, whatever part you were able to marry, you married. Therefore, the chaura, it should be okay. It should be okay. Hadar Okim Rabba Baravuna Amura Ale. When he heard this difference that Rav Chisda explained, he really said, I made a mistake. So he took an Amura. Amura is like an interpreter. The rabbis used to give the Rashutest an interpreter next to them. And he explained to the interpreter his retraction so the interpreter could broadcast, get to the Shura. What did he say? Vedarash. He opened up his Darasha that day with the following line. Vamakshela zot tahat yadecha. In Adam Omed al Devre Torah, Ela Imken Nikshal Behin. You have a rule, he said. A person doesn't get Devre Torah correct until he makes a mistake first. Which means sometimes to get to the truth, you have to stumble first. And he quoted a pasuk, V'makshela zot biyadecha. Makshela is like a mikshol. The context of this pasuk was talking about at the time of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. It says that the Torah was very forgotten. There was nobody that knew Torah. So it says there's going to come a time where the people are going to go to somebody in a street. And they're going to say, please, we want you to be our leader. We want you to teach us Torah. We want you to be the katzin. And the fellow's going to come along and say, I don't have Torah. I don't have any wisdom. And they're going to tell him, no. V'amakshela zot biyadecha. You do have Torah. You have Torah when it's said on it that you only get Torah if you make a mistake first. You have it. And the guy's going to say, no, I don't even have that. And then when you see what the pasuk is referring to, someone that makes a mistake. So Rava, he said, Mehira, I thought that the cases were similar, but Rav Chisda set me straight and she did different. And then he said the halakha, which is as follows. Afal pi she'amru, ha-mekadesh hatzi isha ena mekudeshet, אבל חציה שפחה וחציה בתחונית שנתקדשה, קדושיה קדושין. מה היא טעמה? הטעם שיער בקניינו. הכל לא שיער בקניינו. היא מידה חילוק אבל הפחזדה. But the case of half a lady, you left half unacquired. ושאגן in the case of half שפחה, half בתחונית, whatever part you can acquired, you did. So the קניין is שלם דפו, the קדושין is a קדושין. רב ששת. כשם שהמקדש חצי אישה, אין המקודשת. Just like a man that marries half a lady, no good. כך חצייה שפחה וחצייה בתחורית שנתקדשה, אין קדושי הקדושים. He came along again similarly, like we thought originally, that if a half שפחה, half בתחורית gets a קדושים, no good. ואם לחשך אדם לומר, if somebody comes along and whispers in your ear, and tries to influence you, and is going to tell you the following, Ezohi shifha harufa. Now let's stop for a second. The Torah talks about a shifha harufa. What is this case? We're going to see now in the Gemara, but an overview. Shifha harufa, she's a shifha. Okay? What happened? She accepted a kiddushin from a fellow, from a ben hori. Now, since we know a kiddushin is not tofes by a shifha, if another man subsequently went with that shifha, it's not considered that he committed the sin of eshet ish, because the first kiddushin was not tofes. Very good. But we're going to discuss now cases where, let's say, she was half shifha, half batorin, that accepted a kiddushin from somebody else. Does that make her an eshet ish l'gabes somebody else that would make a death penalty? Or not. So we're trying to figure out when the Torah talks about this shifcha harufa. Harufa literally means married. What's the case of a shifcha harufa that the Torah says there is no eshet ish situation? So the Gemara says, "Ezui shifcha harufa, or zu shechetzia shefcha vechetzia batchorim hameurasa le'eved evri, that she got engaged to an evri, for that matter, to any free man. It doesn't matter. Evri evri is just an example. Oh, and what is it saying? It's coming to say that in such a case, she's not going to be considered eshet ish in order to be hayav, that if a guy went with her, to be hayav mita. But what do you see? Alma bat itrusehi. But you see that what? She's able to have irusin. How? On the contrary, you see the opposite. Look at Nashi, second wide line. Alma bat itrusehi midiktani meureset. From the fact that it says that you have a half shtifha, half bat chorin, that's meureset. What do you mean meureset? Sounds like that it works. Comes the Gemara and says, if somebody wants to whisper out in your ear, emor lo, you tell him, klach etzel Rabbi Yishmael, go to Rabbi Yishmael, shu omer b'shefcha kena'anit, hameureset le'eved evri, period. You know what the case is talking about? It's not a half-half case. The case is talking about she's a full shefcha kena'anit, and she made an irusin to an eved evri or to a regular free man, which obviously is nothing. Do I need a pasuk to come along and tell me that if he did such a thing, that there's no ish at ish? Then that the Gemara says, v'shefchak ena'anit bat etrusei? How could you tell me me'ureset? Everybody would agree that a full shefchak ena'anit, there's no irusin at all by a regular, if you were a regular free man. Ela mai itach lememar. You know how you can explain it to me? Mai me'ureset miyuhedet. When it says the word me'ureset, doesn't mean me'ureset. It means that was designated. Which means you have a shefcha that's a full shefcha. Full shefcha. A regular ben horin guy came and designated her for himself. And the Adush of the Torah is that that's not considered eshet ish if somebody else would go with that shefcha. Ha'chanameh. So here also when it talks about the shefcha, what is it talking about? Miyuhedet. Look at the Rashi. Two lines on the bottom. Miyuhedet. The Hadush over here is, the Torah says, let me review what the Torah says now. Let's get the case. Shifha, complete Shifha. Shifha kena'anit. Good. What did she do? She became miyuhedet. Miyuhedet means a guy came along Israel, I designate you as mine. He didn't say that, mekudeshet, he didn't say anything. Good. Halachically, does that have any ramifications? It does. Legabe what? Let's say now another guy goes with the shefcha. Is it ishit ish? Certainly not. But you know what? It's enough of something that the Torah says that fellow has to be a korban asham. So there's something there. So therefore, you try to bring a proof. Rabbi, okay, go back to let's go back to the Shekhla Vetariyah. Rabbi, try to bring a proof. The lady is half shefcha, half batoni, that gets mekudeshet. Nothing. And if somebody's going to come and tell you, what are you talking about? This Shefcha Harufa case of the Torah. That's a case where she's half, and it says she got me'ureset to somebody. So you see, the irusin is viable. Tell them you don't know how to learn. Tell them that we're not learning it like that. The case of the Torah is talking about where she's a full Shefcha. Full Shefcha? Nobody thinks me'ureset. Full Shefcha cannot be me'ureset. No, it's not me'ureset. It's me'yuhedet. So now we go back to that parasha in the Torah. If a shefcha, that's a complete shefcha kena'anit, was designated by a Yisrael, you would have thought designation is nothing. It's enough that if a guy goes with that shefcha now, he's going to be hayav a korban asham. But you have not shown me that a shefcha that's half can make a kiddushin. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda comes along and says, Chetzia shifcha v'chetzia bat chorin. Okay, she's half. Shenitkadesha l'Reuben. That's the story. Now I'll give you names. She made kiddushin to Reuben. V'nishtachrera. After she made the kiddushin, she got free. Now she's a free woman. V'chazra v'nitkadesha l'Shimon. She didn't get a divorce from Reuben. She went now and took Shimon. Shimon was Reuven's brother. Umetu Shinehim. And now both Reuven and Shimon died. Mityabemet Levi. She's got to make Yibum to Levi. Now we got to analyze which marriage over here is causing her to fall to Yibum. So the Gemara says, doesn't matter. Ve'en ani koreba eshet shne metim. Now, let's review the law of shne metim. Normally, we learned in Masechet Yebamot, for Yibum to take place, for Yibum to be viable, she has to fall from one husband. So long as it's one husband that's causing her to fall to Yibum, the Yibum is Yibum. But we learned in Yevamot that if she falls from two husbands, you don't have Yibum. How can a lady fall from two husbands? She's only married to one husband at a time. So we gave a case. She was married to Reuven. Beautiful. Reuven died. But she's in a Yibum position. Shimon, the brother, did not make Yibum or Halitza. He made what's called Ma'amar. Ma'amar, we learned, is like he locked her in with a Kiddushin. And therefore, now the other brothers cannot do anything. It's Shimon's option now to consummate, right? It's like a quasi-marriage. It's Ma'amar. Then what happened to Shimon? He died. Now, basically, she's falling to Levi from two brothers. She's falling from the full-fledged marriage of Reuven, and she's falling from the quasi-ma'amar of Shimon. There's no Yibum in that case, because the Torah says only when she falls from one, but not from two. Now let's go to our story. Lady was Shifcha. Shifcha, she's half-half. She was married to Reuven. Made a Kiddushin. We don't know what the status of that is, but she made a Kiddushin to Reuven. What happened? She subsequently got freed. Reuven's still alive. What happened? She subsequently then married Shimon. Okay? Now they died. She had forced to Yibum to Levi. Now the question is, well, is she falling from two husbands? Gemara says that's not considered falling from two husbands. Well, which marriage is the real marriage here that's forcing the Yibum? Gemara says, Manafshach. Whichever way you want to look at it. E kedushe did uven kedushin. If you want to say that the kiddushim of Reuven, the first one worked, why did it work? Because you want to go with the opinion that says, when you mekadesh half shifcha, half matchorin, the kiddushim is viable. So therefore, kiddushim is Shimon, not kiddushim. The kiddushim that she accepted from Shimon after she got free is nothing, because she can't marry two people. So therefore, she's falling from Reuven. Now, the e kiddushim is Shimon kiddushim, kiddushim is Reuven, not kiddushim. And if you want to say it's the second marriage hit, that means the first marriage didn't hit, and therefore she's falling from Shimon. So therefore, no matter how you want to look at it, if you want to look at it that the Uve was good, that means Shimon was not good. If Shimon was good, that means the Uve was not good. So either way, she falls to Yibum. Good. Itmar. Next case. Hatsya Shifchabi Hatsya Bat Chorim. She's half-half. Shinit Kadesha Lir Uve. Beautiful. Kiddushin to the Uve. Vinish Tahrera. She got freed. And then she got married to Shimon. Now, Shimon, no brothers over here. Stop it, everyone's a stranger. We're not talking about Yibum case over here. Okay? Rav Yosef Parchama Amar of Nachman, Pak'u Kiddushe Rishon. Oh, he has a Kiddush over here. He says the first Kiddushin, even though it was Hal, he holds that really you can marry Hefa Shifcha, Hefa Bat Chorin, the Kiddushin is Hal, because why? You married whatever part of her you were able to marry. You didn't leave any kenyan over. Beautiful. But once, let's say, she becomes freed, we look at it as if she's a new person. There's a new creation over here. She's not the same person you married. Therefore, it's like a new creation, like she was just born. Born again now. And therefore, the kiddushin is paka. Literally means it blows up. It's not here anymore. And therefore, the kiddushin to Shimon is going to be a kiddushin. Rabbi Zera Amar of Nahman, gamro kiddushin rishon. He says, no. Married her as a half, shifha half, matroni. Once she gets freed, now it's fully. Now the kiddushin goes to the rest of her body. And therefore, it's full kiddushin. Two ways of looking at it. Amar Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera said that the kiddushin is complete. He says, kivate didi mistabra. Dichtiv, because the pasuk says, Lo yumatu ki lo hupasa. Let's go back to the case of Shifha Harufa. That's the case of the Shifha that we said what? She was half-half. Half Batrodin, half free. Half Shifha, half Batrodin. She got a Kiddushin, okay, from somebody else. Right? Now what happened? Somebody else went with her. Right? So we said there is no chayuv mita in such a case of eshet ish. So the Gemara says only because why? Lo chupasa, because she's not free. Ha chupasa yumtu. But if let's say she got free, now she's totally free. This guy is going to be considered haya because of eshet ish. So what do you see? That when she gets free, the kiddushin doesn't get blown up. On the contrary, the kiddushin gets stronger. Because the Torah says the only reason why there's no punishment of mitah is because lo chupasa, part of us still shifha. Mashma, that if she was totally free, and then the guy went with her, so then you have a situation of mamash, full-fledged ishit. So the Mishnah says, hey, I got pasuk to confirm me. Amar le Abaye. Abaye says, wait, you're only good, Rabbi Ziraf, you interpret the pasuk of Shifha Harufa, which is half-half. But we just learned Rabbi Ishmael, he learned the case of Shifha Harufa, which he was a full Shifha Kena'anit. Ultana de Rabbi Ishmael de Amar, B'Shifha Kena'anit ha-me'oreset le'eved evri. He learned the case was what, Rabbi Ishmael? She's a full-fledged Shifha Kena'anit. There's two ways of learning the Shifha Harufa case. Either she's half-half, that was one direction. The other direction was Rabbi Ishmael that learned it what? It's talking about she's a full-fledged Shifha Kena'anit. What did she do? She became me'uresit. Now, what did me'uresit mean? Miyuhedet. Right? The guy, I'm designating. What was the adush of the designation? That it's enough to obligate the guy that goes with her now to a korban, Hashem. So the Gemara says, Hachin amed dechichu pasa yumtu? Which means, how are you going to explain that over there? You're going to tell me now, if let's say she goes free. Because you tell me the only reason why there's no death penalty because she didn't go free. Now let's say the Shifakarai goes free. There's going to be a death penalty. She's not married. It's only me who had it. Which means this diyuk that you're making, that she only, there's no death penalty because she wasn't free. How, if she is free, there is a death penalty, how does Bishmael going to learn that diyuk? Because according to him, which the case talking about, she's a Shifakana Hanit, that was designated to a fellow. Me who had it. And what is the Torah saying? Since it's only me who had it, Kurban Hashem. Oh, now let's say she got free. Is it going to be, is she Eshet Ish? She's not Eshet Ish. So the diyuk of, because she's not free, that's why there's no mitah. Matter if she does get free, there is. According to Mishmael, even if she gets free, there's not going to be anything. So how do you explain it? Elamai itlach lememar. You know how you're going to have to say it according to Mishmael? Shechupsa vechazra venitkadsha. The case has to be where she was freed, got married again the real way. Now she's Eshet Ish if somebody goes with her. So once you're explaining like that, go back to the case where she's half-half. I'll explain it to you. Which means, according to the Bizera, you wanted to bring a great proof. You wanted to say, oh, I bring you a proof that what, that the kiddushin after she goes free becomes strong. Because what do you see over here? She was half-half. She was married to this guy. Then she got, there's no death penalty because it's not Eshet Ish, not full-fledged Eshet Ish. But what? But if she did get free, mashma, full-fledged. Now you know, I'll tell you why it's full-fledged. Because you're talking about she got re-mikudeshed. Just like according to Mishnah, we have to say that another kiddushin was made. I can really argue that the first kiddushin, once she gets free, is blown up. The reason why this mitah is because she got another kiddushin. Just like according to Mishma, I have to say she got mikudeshin again. I can explain the court that she thought to say half-half, she got mikudeshin again. That's why she's considered full-fledged. You have no ra'aya that the kiddushin of the first guy becomes full-fledged after the freedom. No ra'aya. Good? Comes again, Gabaran says. Last point. Amar Avuna bar Katina, Amar Bitzhak, Maase Beisha Achat, Shechatsia Shefcha Vechatsia Batrin. She was half-half. Vechafu et Rabbah, the asa'a bat horin. Oh, they forced the master to make her a bat horin, to free her. Now let's go back for a second. We learned a similar case from the Mishnah, according to Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai, by a man, an Eved, that's half free, half Eved. Would we say, according to the Mishnah Ahrona, that you have to force the master to free his Eved side? Why? Because he has the mitzvah Pirurvu, and he can't marry anybody. He's in limbo. He can't marry a Shefchai, can't marry a Bat Horin. The mitzvah Pirurvu is very great. Now this question over here is, this is talking about a lady. Now we always understood a lady is not mechuyevet in periyavet of yah. So the chaura, if she's half, why does it say over that you force the adon to free her? What's the difference? So she won't get married. The chaura, she's not mechuyevet in periyavet of yah. So what's the issue over here? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Asa biisha achat shechetziav shefavet shematrin vechafu et rabba. He learns the ladies mechoyevet the peru urvu as well, because the pasuk says vaybarich otam, God blessed them and told them peru urvu. So since she's also obligated in periyah v'ribyah, therefore the same law applies to a shefcha that is half. Another answer: Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak lo. What was happening? Since she couldn't get married to anybody, so there was nobody really protecting her, the men started to treat her in a lewd way. And therefore, for the periyavet ribyah, she would be able to stay in that state because she's not mechoyevet to coin this. So why did they cause the adon to free her? Once she's free now she can get married legally. Now the men will stop fooling around with her, because now everybody has a husband to protect her. But to keep her in limbo, you're just going to cause her now to be a situation where she's going to cause the people to treat her behifkerut. But the rabbis did not want that to take place. That's why they forced the freedom. So look, either the freedom was forced because of she's mechoyev to pariyav rebya, or the freedom was forced because of menagifke nagu ba baruch anu ale olam. Amen.